Okay, and welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. Now, today you're gonna have to bear with me because my body is having so many reactions. My stomach hurts, my throat is itchy. I'm just very nervous. So, today's title is The Belt. Sometimes I will read random journal entries. I'm going to attempt to read something that I wrote in my journal a while ago. You might ask yourself, define a long time ago. I will not. Mind your business. So this is what I said in the journal a while ago. The belt. I didn't believe in love at first sight until I saw you. That's a bold statement considering I don't recall how we met. I was astronomically a nomad. I flew from flower to flower, pollinating aimlessly. I valiantly stole your belt, misplaced it, and lied to you about it. Not sure what was happening, but all my senses became strangers to me. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, there was a transition that was taking place in which I had no intention to put an end to. I found myself plotting to make you mine. One day, I was catapulted into lust. Even though I tried to combat the overwhelming, unknowing feeling, they beat me every time. Every encounter with him had me thinking things I thought were useless before. What does this... I need to breathe in and breathe out. Let me try that again. What does his hands feel like? What does he look like when he sleeps? How can I get closer to him? What does his lips taste like? Would his family like me? Matter of fact, I never been to his house. Little did I know, my mind and heart were racing. Every step of the way, I kept asking, where am I going? Somehow, my skin is able to recall the first time we bared our energy together, but not when our lips first touched. One thing led to another. We were in the forbidden land. You were not mine. I let you belong to someone else. When I was asked if you could date her, I should have said I liked you, and she could have done with that information what she wanted. I am ashamed of the way our story started. Two strangers, we are high school sweethearts, known each other for 15 years. But deep down, I am always afraid of if something started chaotic, it shall end the same way it started. This is the part of our story that is no longer innocent or about a belt. It's about entanglement. She cried, I cried. You lived a normal life. I lied, she lied. You kept playing the game. I lost value. She lost herself. You remained victorious. I hate her. She hates me. You keep eating from both plates. I could not stand to see you anywhere after sharing my first. When I say first, I mean many first experiences with you. After I saw how I was competing for your time and love, I felt disgusted and my greed suffers. I don't think you have ever heard it the way she and I were hurting. I sacrificed a friendship and grades for you. Highly aware that you did not ask for this, I changed my environment. I did it around, life kept going, but my heart was imploding. One nail does not remove another nail. Whoever said that phrase was foolish. I found a home in you because I had no home. I found warmth in you because I had no warmth. Even after all the drama, I never felt less than. I know my worth, or better yet, I knew it before I met you. Here I was wondering what I did to deserve this. Now is the first time I met karma. Karma. The definition for it in Google is destiny, a fate following as effect from cause. Karma is a lady many don't believe in, but I do. I started observing that the energy you bring into this world returns to you. Before I met him, I was a player. I mentioned this before. Game recognized game. But he was the only winner. My ex expects... I keep butchering words. My accent is coming in thick. Bear with me. One more time. Here we go. My ex best friend also told me that phrase. You pay for everything in this lifetime. Sometimes we just gotta slow down, guys. I'm slowing down so I'm able to get through this journal entry that is making me have all these reactions, all these emotions right now. Somehow the Lord gave me the strength to graduate high school, but before graduation, we tried to make it work. I did not want to date you publicly in high school, but you made a big deal about it. While others applaud you, I was thrown stones at. Many turned against me, isolated me, so you were my only friend. Being with you, I met karma and also to follow my gut or intuition, however you may call it. You went to Puerto Rico, gifted me an iPad, but I felt uneasy while you were away. You met a girl out there and forgot all about me. I confronted you for the first time. I saw guilt in your eyes. You did not wish to end it, but somehow you knew it would be cruel to keep hurting me with the promise I am yours when you belonged to the community. Still, I pursued you. Still, I kept choosing you over me. Still, I kept wondering how to make you mine. Somehow, the shame I felt was a fleeting emotion. At this point, I was completely delusional. What was it going to take to halt my love for you? How am I sitting here foolishly loving a man that has lowered my value? I sold the iPad. I got rid of anything that can physically remind me of him. I even burned the baby picture of him. I found myself in the motherlands. Everyone knew about him, but never met him. All I did was talk about him. I am sure everyone felt pity for me. Even though we were not exclusive, I kept sleeping with him. I was that dumb chick he would send a message to on AIM, Facebook, MSN, Kick, and my heart would skip a beat. Again, I would like to apologize for all my popcorn reading. If you don't know what popcorn reading is, go to TikTok and look it up. For 7 years, I kept saying I would get clean because he became a drug to me. After all the hurt, I still could not think straight whenever he was in the picture. I met God, was baptized, found peace and ability to breathe, but that was short-lived as I had to return to the States. I still had no home to call my own, but I was getting older. I felt I had to hurry up and find a home. I met the Holy Spirit, turned my back to him for yet another man. Here I was once again making the wrong decisions. How hard could it be to find a home? At this point, I kept trying to push him out of my skin. That man lives rent-free in my mind. I still love him. It's crazy because I skipped the whole part about how he said, "I love you" first. I probably wish I could forget that, because before he uttered those three words, I could have sworn I could walk away from him. Oh dear Jesus, I got through that. That journal entry, guys, it's like 5 pages, and the reaction that my body was having is finally gone. And I'm saying it because it's difficult to share things like that with strangers. Even with loved ones, it's very difficult. And I'm trying again to be transparent and to be vulnerable so that other people can see that you're not alone. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is people are judging you for, there's other people around the world going through the same thing. Now, I would like to offer some resources. My self-care routine involve coloring on an app on my phone, laptop, or coloring book. Attempt to sleep 6 or more hours every night. Journal every day. I watch progressive muscle relaxation videos on YouTube. I watch ASMR. Some of my favorite content creators are Angelica, ASMR Charm, ASMR Pitts, Betsy One Love ASMR, Batalas ASMR, Come to Rest ASMR, GB ASMR, Karuna Satori ASMR, Mol ASMR. Mol is from Colombia, and that one is a Spanish-speaking ASMR artist. I also watch anime. I also play video games. I also read manga. I listen to podcasts such as Dear Future, Butchering Again. Let me repeat it. I listen to podcasts such as Dear Future Wifey. I highly recommend it. It's so good. If you believe in God and you would like to find marriage or guidance on what a marriage should look like and what traumas need to be resolved, I recommend this podcast. I guess it's called Dear Future Wifey. Another podcast I listen to is called The R Spot with Ayanla. Again, that's The R Spot with Ayanla. And another podcast I like to listen to is Mayan Bialik Breakdown. Again, that's Mayan Bialik Breakdown. That's the lady from, if you watch The Big Bang Theory, that's Amy, Sheldon's girlfriend from The Big Bang Theory. And once again, guys, we have come to the end of our time. And I want to say, if no one has told you, I am proud of you. You are strong. You are capable of doing everything that you have in mind. Take it one day at a time. And let's continue to grow with every experience. Until next time.